you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Careers Corner on Kaya Biz.
Adil Patel, National Practice Head and Director of the Employment Practice at CDH Cliffdekker Hofmeyr, joining us to help us unpack more around debt and the impact it has on financial distress impacting our mental capability and health. Adil, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you for your time.
Thank you kindly for inviting me.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, when we think about mental health, financial stress, and it aligning with the law, we think, hold on, these are various subject matter themes that probably don't align. But in this particular conversation, you're going to help us understand how they correlate with each other and why this remains critical, especially from a labor law point of view.
Thank you. My article or my thoughts are based on an article written by an associate professor from the University of Limpopo, Gerda van Niekerk, where she draws extensively a correlation between over-indebtedness and mental health. And she comes to the conclusion in this academic journal that over-indebtedness may result in mental health challenges that employees may face. What we then did was to extrapolate and determine whether over-indebtedness leads to mental health, where an employee who is faced with the inability to undertake their work, either because they are incapacitated because of mental health, mm-hmm. or they are negligent, whether those can be utilized as defenses to any claims of or any disciplinary action that may be instituted against such employee. What sort of obligations do employers have when an employee comes to you and says, I am stressed.
Yes.
And my stress is of such a nature that I am unable to manage my day-to-day work activities. And you as an employer then have to see whether you can find alternatives. And one of the alternatives within a financial realm is to see whether you need to financially educate our employees.
Gotcha.
I think
this is such an important point you're making, Adil, and I'm keen for us to, you know, deep dive into it further. But just in terms of the status quo, in South Africa, where do we fare regarding the level of disclosure, regarding the interconnectedness of financial distress and over-indebtedness and its impact on mental health? Just think about, you know, everyday circumstances. Very few South Africans feel confident enough to walk into the employer's office and tell their seniors, hey, I'm struggling, I'm in debt, and it's stressing me out. It's impacting my performance. Talk to us about that reality in terms of some of the data and figures that might be available to the public.
So, what I think is, firstly, mental health is a stigma that once disclosed, people can't seem to shrug off. So that's the first thing. People feel that they are unable to disclose this sort of information to the employees because of the stigma that's attached. Now you come to your employer, and Gerda touches on this in our article. You come to your employer and you say, I am stressed because I'm over indebted. Mm-hmm. And the employer subconsciously starts believing you pose a financial risk to the organization because if you're over indebted, will you do something untoward in order to assist you to get out from the financial hole that you're in? Given those two circumstances, we haven't embraced those. We haven't created comfortable environments where employees feel comfortable enough to confidently and in a risk-free environment inform the employees. I think that a number of them rather withhold the information as such.
100%.
But what is our employer's obligations now? So we know that one of them, given the financial crisis that we're in and the economic downturn, especially within South Africa, is that one of the obligations on employers, and I don't think it's a legal obligation, but just sort of good practice, is to start educating our employees as to how to manage their money. Whether it's young persons, as your speaker before, or as your guest before indicated, or older people, how to budget, how to manage, how to save for retirement and the like, so that we can
enhance. Like in my case, I do a radio show. Maybe I'm stressed out by money and it incapacitates me in terms of making decisions or broadcasting in a capable manner or working with my producer to make sure that we put together a fantastic show. Would me saying I'm stressed out because I don't have money be a viable defense to stop me being dismissed at work?
And I must tell you, so it hasn't yet been tested, but I do think that it's something that can be developed. You know, at one stage, sort of emotional distress was not regarded as a, or wasn't spoken about as a valid defense. It's certainly becoming more and more pronounced, and we're seeing much more of it. Mm-hmm. Alcoholism has been regarded as a, like any other addiction, something that can incapacitate you. And I can't see why over-indebtedness cannot be a defense to dismissal. So what you could do is you could say, I am incapacitated as a result of my over-indebtedness. I can't function. If each day I come to work, I am highly, highly stressed. And what would the employer's obligation would be to find ways in order to find alternatives, reasonable alternatives in order to accommodate you while you undergo healing as such. And one of those would be financial literacy, giving you options that could assist you in order to get over your indebtedness. What can't be the solution is, okay, I'll just increase your I'll increase your remuneration. I don't think any employer would simply do that. Or I'll pay over all your debts. That would not be an economically viable solution as such. Because the fundamental thing is that you can't manage your finances.
Yes. Even though the employee might think otherwise, right? Typically, we just think, if I just get the money. But you're mentioning something so valid here, Adil, is that you're recognizing the fact that someone being mentally incapacitated as a result of stress, fatigue, and any mental health concern related to their finances can be recognized. It has yet to be tested, though, if it can be viewed as a viable defense. But I'm also intrigued because I guess you can't just wake up one day as an employee and tell your employer, I'm stressed out about money, so you can't fire me. There certainly needs to be a case that is built in this regard. So as an employee who has financial concerns, what levels of protection, support can I seek before this, you know, actually having my employer intercede and look to assist in my financial distress?
I think the most important thing is one of disclosure and not to wait until things go pear-shaped. I think that not when you are not performing correctly or you've committed an act of misconduct. It needs to be before that, before the milk is spilled as such. And I think once you start taking your employer into your confidence, it will be in those circumstances that the employer is able to assist you and find reasonable alternatives in order to ensure that you are able to operate optimally at work, but taking into account the stresses that you are experiencing because of your over-indebtedness. Okay. Because we must accept that when you are over indebted, worried about whether you're going to have food at home, whether or not you can be able to pay your children's school fees and the like, those do impact on how you show up at work.
100%. Adil, I hate to play devil's advocate, but the truth is, the question many employees will have is, what rights in terms of protection of personal data and information does the employer have? Because after disclosing that to my employer, and this could be from the HR manager to the line manager, all the way up to, you know, the managing director and CEO or senior executive of your department, the last thing any employee wants is to turn into the subject of discussion at the water cooler, you know, that, oh, did you hear about Google's money problems? Now she says it's stressing her out. Are there levels of responsibility that the employer has in order to protect and provide a quite literally a safe space for employees to disclose this information?
And I think the relevant legislation we all know about it is the Protection of Personal Information Act. Yes. This would be your financial well-being is specific information, and you'll disclose it to a particular person only, and you can expressly state that you're not allowed to disclose it to anyone else without my express written consent and the like as such. So I think there's sufficient safeguards available to us to ensure that those happen. But I want to make the final point is that we're talking about this sort of disclosure and these sort of interventions for large enterprises. Mm-hmm. Whether you would get these sort of comforts in the smaller organizations or smaller employers are yet to be seen, where you're asking a small business to be sympathetic where they are trying to survive as well. So it's going to make for some interesting developments as we move into an economic environment, which is going to place immense pressure on both parties, and we need to find an adequate balance. But certainly it's something that we see, or we surmise is going to come up more and more, that I'm over indebted. It's affecting my mental health. I go to a psychiatrist and I get a report to say that my mental health is being affected because of I'm so financially stressed and I'm unable to operate optimally. And therefore, you must find a reasonable alternatives for me. The question that's going to take up a lot of debate is, what are those reasonable alternatives? And as you correctly pointed out, employees will say, it's more money and I'll be sorted out. Employees will say, well, that's not that's not a reasonable alternative because I don't have the budget for it, but I can educate you. And I think that's going to turn on the debate as we go forward.
100%. We're definitely looking forward to seeing how this does develop, Adil. As you can imagine, it's something that many South Africans can relate to, finances and stress. We opened up our interview with a voice note from Zanele, who made it very clear that she just needs money for stock. So you can imagine, as an entrepreneur, she's stressing already about that factor. But before we let you go, I just wanted us to play this particular voice note from Sandile, sharing his reflections on how his lack of financial wellness is impacting him mentally.
Good evening, Gugu. Yeah, I know. Aces, Sindagyehlela, man. You know, up to this day, I am still paying off my bad financial decisions that I've done as a youngster. And, you know, it only just catches up with you. You can't really run away from it. You know, so obviously paying off debts that you thought will never appear. But just because you lacked that financial literacy as a youngster, you know, you are living in the spur of the moment, taking out bank loans, taking out contracts, and defaulting at the end of the day. You know, it does bite you when you're not disciplined, of course. So yeah, I learned the hard way, and I am clearing off all the debts. And I must say, it has been stressful. It was stressful. Days are better now. Finances were not financing at that time. So, hey, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, financial literacy is what lagged, and yeah, you learn the hard way.
Yeah.
But we soldier on.
No, we do. And the truth is, you're not alone, Sandile. Thank you so much for your voice note and for your openness. The truth is, you are not alone. Hey, there's a lot of us. Skalas Baning. And finances also have a way of, I guess, evolving in terms of the impact that it does have on our mental health, right? Depending on your behavior, the solutions you can put in place, and the financial support that you might be able to attract. Adil has just left the line. I was hoping he would say goodbye with some key themes that we need to be mindful of. But as you've heard, if you're an employee of a company, big or small, and you realize that your financial stresses are impacting your mental well-being to such an extent that you are so stressed out, you cannot perform, your decision-making, the productivity you bring to the office, there are means and ways, according to the law, where you are protected to disclose that to your employer. Going to HR, your line manager, me telling my boss essentially, I'm a little stressed out, so financially I'm not coping. I actually might not be able to do the show as well as I used to before. Ultimately, the employer also has an onus and a very, very serious responsibility to protect the employee, but also provide resources in order to ensure that they're able to find their feet again financially. I think it's an interesting one. And the truth is, I think there's a lot of discomfort when it comes to employees to go to your senior manager and be like, hey, I'm struggling financially. This could be solved by you giving me a raise, practically. But I do need some assistance in terms of my financial standing. And at the same time, the employer looking to assist beyond just providing financial support, but providing the necessary tools to make sure that one's financial behavior is better. I get it. It can be complex. It can be complex. And I do think it does need to be reviewed on a bespoke state basis just to make sure that we get the necessary feedback. But keep your thoughts coming. Firstly, is money stressing you out? And of course, is money not only something that stresses you out, but how are you coping with it? Would you disclose to your employer if you had financial problems? If you didn't, would you keep quiet? And then what do? Work the other 12 hours of the day? Oh, it's complex, but at least the law is reminding us that there are some protections that we have as employees.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.